Welcome to the WGBH Forum Network weekly lecture series. From politics to poetry, science to satire, listen in and enjoy.
This is the WGBH Forum Network.
I was assigned to the United States Navy Armed Guard. Headquarters were in Brooklyn, New York. And we were the Navy crews aboard merchant ships. Gun crews, signalmen, and radiomen. I was a signalman. Well, I went across the Atlantic Ocean 6 times in convoys. In fact, the last time I went across was no convoy. The war had ended in Europe. And we brought relief supplies over to France, but these ships carried ammunition. They carried 550-pound aerial bombs for the RAF. We carried artillery shells for the Army. And the first trip I went across, we went out of New York in November, late November of 1943. And we ran into a full gale. We rolled and lost the deck cargo, which was made up of invasion barges, LCMs. So we had to put back into New York. This time the jury rigged a rail on us and put 4 more invasion barges on. We went up off Sable Island, Nova Scotia on Christmas Day, 43. We were in a collision with the SS Thomas Paine. He was the pamphleteer of the American Revolution, Charles Carroll, our ship. He was the signer of the Declaration of Independence. There's irony there. We had to pull into Halifax. We put into Halifax, we had to go up into Bedford Basin and unload number one hole of all those bombs. We went and took us in and ran us aground in the shipyard there in order to repair it. We were in there for 2 months. I got leave. I was the only one on the ship. I got leave to come down to Boston by train, 26 hours. I got leave because I knew why the collision occurred, and they were having a hearing. It's the way the Navy does things sometimes. We left Halifax. We were under escort of the Canadian and the British Navy. We went over to Liverpool, England, and immediately we went up to Glasgow. This is the estuary of the Clyde. And they sent us up to Loch Ewe, which was the rendezvous port for the Soviet Union, Murmansk and Arkhangelsk. They surveyed the ship and said it wasn't shipworthy enough to go up on that northern route. So they sent us around through Pentland Firth, northern Scotland, down to the North Sea at night. We had to pull into the estuary of the Clyde, leads up to Edinburgh for further repair. Then we went down to Hull on the Humber and we unloaded our cargo there, the invasion barges and the aerial bombs. I went on shore patrol. The commander there was from Boston, so I drove a jeep around, got to see the whole area. Then we came back to the United States. We caught a convoy off Hollywood Island and came back into New York, further repairs, loaded once again with sugar and obsolete aerial planes for the French. And we went across, we thought we were going to go into the Mediterranean. While we were on this voyage, the invasion of France occurred. We got all the news on that on the radio. And we went into Casablanca and unloaded there. I saw the Jean Bart, which had been knocked out by the USS Massachusetts, and got a look at Arab life there. I came back to the United States and I got a 15-day leave because I had been on that ship for almost 8 months. And I got another ship when I went back, the USS Morris Shepherd, named after a senator from Texas. We went on a convoy which was scheduled to invade southern France. You don't know that. I came back, we went into Norfolk, we loaded again, this time with the artillery shells. We went over to Syracuse in Sicily. We went up the Adriatic Sea to Brindisi or Brindisium. We unloaded there. We played the Army in baseball. We came back again. This time we loaded again at Norfolk. We went across. This time we went into the Mediterranean Sea. We went up to Toulon in France and saw the French fleet, which had been scuttled there. We moved down to Marseille to unload. When we unloaded, we came back to the United States again. This time we loaded down at Charleston, South Carolina. We went back across into the Mediterranean again and went up the southern part of France to unload. This was all ammunition. When I come back from that, I was detached from that ship, given a leave. I got aboard the Samuel D. Champlain. While we were in New York, the war ended in Europe, but we loaded with relief supplies for Europe. And we went across, we went up the Garonne River, supposedly to Bordeaux, but you couldn't get into Bordeaux because the Germans had scuttled all the ships there. So we tied up to a small port called Blaye, and we unloaded railroad tracks and cotton there for the French. And when we were coming back from this voyage, we were diverted into off Bermuda. We were diverted to go into Cuba. We went into Guantanamo Bay, way up in Guantanamo Bay, past the naval base. We loaded sugar, and we took the sugar back to New Orleans. And it was unloaded at New Orleans, and we were all detached from the ship. I was given 14 men to take back to New York. And when I got back there, they gave us leave. The war ended. And I got out of the Navy and started BC, Boston College, the next week. So I made 6 trips across.
Support for this public radio podcast comes from Vanguard, offering investments designed to help individuals and institutions reach their long-term financial goals. 1-888-VANGUARD.